Hey everybody, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. We're diving deep into something I hear from folks all the time, that nagging little voice in your head that just won't quit. You know, the one that whispers doubts, amplifies insecurities, and makes you question everything? Yeah, we're talking about negative self-talk. It can feel like a constant battle, but trust me, it's a fight worth winning. Today, we're arming ourselves with a powerful weapon. Positive affirmations. Think of affirmations as little pep talks for your soul. They're statements that you consciously choose to repeat to yourself, designed to challenge and eventually replace those negative thoughts. They're not just about wishful thinking, they're about rewiring your brain to see yourself in a more positive light. Here's the thing. Our brains are like grooves in a record. The more we repeat something, the deeper that groove gets. That means negative self-talk can become ingrained over time. But guess what? We can create new grooves. Positive affirmations are like carving out fresh pathways in your mind, paving the way for greater self-belief and confidence. First things first, make it personal. Generic affirmations like, "I am amazing," just don't always resonate. Think about your specific struggles, your unique challenges, and craft affirmations that address those head-on. For example, if you struggle with imposter syndrome, try saying something like, "I am capable and deserving of success." Or, if you tend to be overly critical, say, "I am worthy of love and acceptance just as I am." Second, keep it present tense. This isn't about wishing for the future. It's about claiming what is true now. Instead of, "I will be confident," try, "I am confident." It sounds simple, but that shift in perspective can make a world of difference. Third, repeat, repeat, repeat. Consistency is key here. Make affirmations part of your daily routine. Write them down, say them out loud in the mirror, even set reminders on your phone. The more you practice, the more natural it will feel. You know that feeling when you catch yourself saying something negative about yourself? Instead of letting those thoughts take over, try flipping the script with a positive affirmation. Let's say you're staring at a project and feel overwhelmed, thinking, "I'm not good enough for this." Stop right there. Counter that thought with an affirmation like, "I am resourceful and capable of tackling this challenge." See? It's about taking control of the narrative. Ever felt stuck in a rut? Like you're running on autopilot, repeating negative patterns? This could be your brain playing old recordings on repeat, those tapes filled with self-doubt and limiting beliefs. But guess what? You have the power to rewrite the script. Imagine this. Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer, constantly doubts her abilities. She hears that voice in her head whispering, "You're not creative enough. Others are better than you. This isn't good enough." This negativity starts affecting her work. She hesitates to share ideas, avoids challenging projects, and even considers quitting altogether. But then, Sarah decides to try something different. She starts incorporating positive affirmations into her daily routine. Every morning, she looks in the mirror and says, "I am a talented and creative designer. I have unique ideas and skills that are valuable." Throughout the day, whenever those negative thoughts creep in, she counters them with affirmations like, "I am confident in my abilities. My work is worthy of recognition, and I embrace challenges as opportunities for growth." Sarah's life starts to change. She begins to see her work through a new lens, one filled with confidence and possibility. She starts sharing her ideas more freely, taking on challenging projects, and even receiving praise for her innovative designs. The power of positive affirmations helped Sarah tap into her inner strength and rewrite her story. The bottom line is this: you deserve to be treated with kindness, respect, and love, starting with yourself. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Make affirmations personal. Keep them present tense. repeat them consistently, challenge negative thoughts with positivity, and celebrate your progress along the way. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from these tips. Head over to our social media pages and let us know how you're using positive affirmations in your own life. Join the conversation, share your stories, and let's help each other tap out of negativity and step into a world of possibility. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.